You're listening to the Driven Introvert Podcast, a faith-inspired space for purposeful introverts who are ready to step out with courage and pursue their big ideas. If you are an introvert who is tired of letting fear dictate what you do and how you do it, then this podcast is for you. I'm here to remind you that the life and work you've dreamed about is possible, and your unique personality is not a limitation to achieving it. I'm your host, Remy Roy, and I'm the co-founder of SheParked.com. On this podcast, I'll feature introverts and others with unique perspectives on what it means to follow dreams, passionately build out ideas, and live a life that matters. Expect inspiring conversations, resources, reflections, and stories on faith, life, and work. Hello, and welcome to the Driven Introvert Podcast. I'm your host, Remy Roy. This is the very first episode of the podcast. It's a brand new year. It's actually February right now as I'm recording this, and I'm so excited for what's to come. So in today's episode, we're going to explore the purpose of this podcast, who the podcast is for, and why you should really tune in. I'm going to talk about who I am as your host, and I'm also going to share some fun thoughts along the way. So let's get into it. The Driven Introvert is a faith-inspired podcast. What does that mean? It means we believe in Jesus. We believe in God ideas. We believe in the possibilities that we get to enjoy and walk in because of the love and sacrifice of Jesus for us. And my main goal with the podcast really is to create a space and facilitate conversations that encourage you and inspire you to continue to step out with courage and pursue your big ideas. I really believe that living a purposeful life is never a one-and-done affair. You have to continue to embrace your driven nature and go after the things that God has placed on your heart. It will not be the easiest thing you ever do. You will be tempted to give up, or maybe not even start at all. So I'm really hoping that the resources, the conversation, and community here will light a fire under you to really go and do those things that have been on your heart for years. The podcast is produced under the umbrella of SheParked, which is the larger community with the same goal. The podcast here is just one of the ways that we deliver the conversations and resources to fulfill our mission and support you. If you want more information about SheParked, visit SheParked.com for the details. That's SHEPACT.com for the details. All right, so I guess I should tell you a little bit about me. My name is Remy Roy, and if you know me by my government name, don't tell anyone. I was born and raised in Lagos, Nigeria. I always had the dream to be a doctor. That's what I wanted to do with my life. But sometime during my teenage years, I watched a documentary of a doctor doing surgery on a patient's nose, and it was so scary. And that's when I thought, thanks, but no thanks. And that was the end of the dream. Very quickly, I latched onto the idea of being a writer. I just loved the fact that I could express myself through this medium and I didn't have to be in front of anyone. I didn't have to perform in any way. I could just write. And I remember I would write stories for my friend, Tolu. Bless her heart. She would take my stories and say, I'm going to share with my brother. I'm going to share with my sister. And really, that encouraged me. I went ahead and studied microbiology as an undergraduate in college, if you can believe it. I also have a master's in emerging media and communication from the University of Texas at Dallas. I've done a number of things in my life in the past, you know, and this is my past self, actually. I had the habit of starting and stopping things. I struggled with consistency. I wasn't resilient. But I'm learning and growing. And if you can relate with that, we're soul sisters. Anyway, I failed a lot and succeeded a little. I've written 3 books. Miss Unlikely, it's a work of fiction. I've written a collection of Bible stories called From the Sidelines and also a journal on reflection. Deep in my heart, I've always felt like the underdog. I'm an introvert. I'm one that is also shy and reserved and sometimes socially anxious. So I've never really been the naturally bold or most confident person in the room. I'm not the person to raise my hands and say, look at me, or enter a room with flourish. And I always thought there was something missing, something wrong with me because I couldn't do those things. Now I know that I just needed to find myself. There was nothing wrong with me. I needed to find my groove, find my style, and pursue my dreams in my own unique way. And trust me, I have a lot of them. And I do believe a lot of women, especially introverts, we experience this. This is why we started SheParked, to create a community of support for driven introverts to be supported, find connections as they continue to pursue their dreams and ideas. So yeah, that's me in a nutshell. All right, let's talk about the podcast. Who is the podcast for? So this podcast is for you if any of these three things describe you. Number one, you want more than society expects you to have. What do I mean by that? So, you know, we are taught to go to school, graduate from college, get a good job, get married, have kids, pay bills, and then what? But if you want more than that, you want more than this linear-ish trajectory to life, then this podcast is for you. You want to do things. You want to explore. You want to try your hands at things. You want to build things. You want to pursue your dreams. You want to make an impact. You want to make a positive difference in the world. You want to help people. All of these ideas. If any of that resonates with you, then this podcast is for you. Number two, you want to be inspired and courageous in your pursuit of what God has in store for you. You don't want to give up. You want to keep trying. You want to keep taking steps every day to make sure that you're becoming the person that God really wants you to be, what it created you to be. Then this is for you. Number three, you want the benefit of connecting with other people on a similar journey. You don't want to feel alone. You want to know that there are other people out there who are going through challenges, who are being held back by limitations, real or perceived, you know, who are experiencing difficult situations, but still taking steps to fulfill their dreams, moving forward every day. If that's you, welcome here. I'm so glad you're here. All right, let's talk about some of the topics we're going to be exploring on the podcast. Just a little bit to give you an idea of what's coming. So we're going to be talking about the idea of work and fulfillment and how that evolves in different seasons. We'll talk about what it means to live on purpose and how to apply that to your passions and your everyday life. Also, why haven't you pursued the thing that's been on your heart for years? We're going to talk about how to actually step up with courage and begin to do those things. We'll talk about how to thrive at work as an introverted woman, how to grow into your confidence, what happens if you love your job but you don't want to climb the ladder, so to speak, or what happens if you don't love your job and you dream of doing something else, but somehow you don't know what that something else really is. I've been there. We'll talk about creating connections that will help you grow and thrive. And we're going to be doing lots of reflection. I love reflection. I believe it is such a powerful tool to really learning more about yourself and growing as a person. We're going to be doing a lot of that on this podcast. And there's so much more to come. All right. I hope you'll stay with me as we explore these ideas and many others through interviews with some amazing people. There'll be episodes where I chat and have deep conversations with my friend and co-founder of SheePact, Candice Zachariah. We're going to be doing some guided reflection. There'll be stories and Q&As and whatever else really helps us connect with you and deliver value. All right, so every episode, I'll be doing a From the Pod segment. This is where I share ideas and insights that I've heard and learned from podcasts that I really love and listen to. On this episode, I'm going to share something that I heard from the podcast called Made for This by Jenny Allen. Jenny Allen is the founder of the IF Gathering. She's a speaker, an author, all the things. And on this particular episode, she talked about pressure. She talked about shifting our view of pressure. The idea that pressure will always be a part of our lives. You know, the pressure we feel when we have a lot to do, when there's a lot of demand on our attention as moms, as women, entrepreneurs, creatives, as driven people who are really excited about accomplishing things, you know, we will always feel pressure. And wishing that pressure away or wanting to remove it from our lives will only result in really, if you think about it, removing all of the best parts of our lives. Our kids, our families, our businesses, our projects, the books we're writing. I think about my friend Tochi, who's writing a book right now. And that book is going to be traditionally published in 2025. And I talk to her sometimes and I can feel the enormous amount of pressure she's under. You know, the work involved in writing and meeting all these deadlines and having meetings with our editor and, you know, just all of these things. It's a lot of work. And she's also doing a PhD and all that, you know. So pressure will always be a part of our lives. And if we remove that pressure, then all of the good parts of our lives are gone. So don't ever be afraid of pressure. Think of it as a way to get better, a way to stretch and grow and be more and do more. And being more and doing more shouldn't put pressure on you. Ask God for grace as you continue to take steps every day to be who He has called you to be. Thank you, Jenny Allen. I think that's pretty insightful. All right. Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast today. If you enjoy the content and you want to stay updated with the latest episodes, I encourage you to please subscribe. By subscribing, you not only ensure that you never miss an episode, but it also helps other people discover the Driven Introvert podcast. So please go ahead and hit that subscribe button. I really appreciate your support. In every episode, I'm going to leave you with a question. I hope you'll take time to consider that question. And if you're so inclined, send me a note with your thoughts, okay? Today, my question to you is, what is that one thing you've been wanting to do for years, but haven't gotten around to? Think about it. For me, at different times, I wanted to write a book, I wanted to become a graphic designer, and I also wanted to start a podcast. I'm thankful to God for the grace to have been able to do all three things. Trust me, I'm not special. You can step out and do those things on your heart too. The time is now. I'd love to hear from you. Send me an email at thedrivenintrovert@shepact.com or click on the link in the show notes to send me a voicemail. Don't forget to join me on the next episode as I bring you an interview and insightful conversation you don't want to miss. See you next time. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Driven Introvert podcast. If you enjoyed this conversation, please take a moment to click the follow button on your podcast app or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. As always, don't forget to take courage, trust God, and go pursue your big ideas. See you next time. The Driven Introvert podcast is produced by shepact.com and Remy Roy, with content, editing, and strategy expertise from Candice Zachariah and Aishat Olariwaju. Want to ask a question or share a comment on a future episode? Email us today at thedrivenintrovert@shepact.com or click on the link in the show notes to record your question in a voicemail.